This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Notorious, the latest batch of thugs, hoodlums, and tramplers from January 6th, and putting Putin in his place, Biden not having any of it. Wow, first jab, calling him a killer. Plus the true killer in our lives, that ugly virus. Is it going to go away and hide somewhere because we suddenly have herd immunity with more people getting vaccinated? And what's up with people who aren't getting vaccinated? Donald Trump, the former president, has now said three times, vaccination's good, the shot's good, get the shot, get the shot, get the shot. But are you one of those who will not get the shot, or are you getting it? Weigh in. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com, our unofficial poll. Or you can jump on the digits, 855-266-5283. First, let's go to the notorious 10. You know, the FBI is really using to its advantage all things social media. And I've said this so many times, but I don't get that people, no matter what they're doing in their lives, don't really understand, you know, once you put it out there, it's out there. And all the different angles and all the different poses just make it easier for somebody in your world to identify you. And what's very interesting about so many of the people who find themselves fighting to stay out of jail once they get in front of the court and have to plead their case, so to speak, for the various charges that happened stemming from the attack on the Capitol on the 6th, is that the people who are turning them in are the people who are closest to them, because they're disgusted by what they saw. So this new appeal for help from the FBI, it was a series of graphic video clips trying to identify 10 Capitol riot suspects involved in some of the most brutal assaults on the police officers. So what you would see in this video is the rioters wielding clubs, flagpoles, furniture pieces, stolen police shields, chemical spray, storming the undermanned officer lines outside the Capitol. A lot of hand-to-hand combat. So of the more than 300 or so arrested, at least 65 have been charged with assaulting officers, right? But some of the most violent offenders, the FBI says, have not been identified yet. So they have fresh vid content out there for people to peruse, and I bet you they get all 10. Because I looked at the video, and you can clearly, if you know them, you know who they are. And so far, anything they've released, it's come back to them, except for the pipe bomber. Nobody has identified the pipe bomber at this point. There's lots of video, close-ups of the shoes, all of that, but no face shots, and hard to identify. There probably is somebody who can, but nobody's come forward so far with that. Nobody's come forward with as to who that person is. So in looking at it, these are the most appalling crimes against the officers. And And there's more there. I mean, you know, what the FBI is saying is it's alarming to watch the videos. And this is the same thing I think. Because if you were watching what happened that day, yes, you saw this. You kept probably thinking to yourself, wow, this is taking a long time for a response. 1 hour goes by, 2 hours goes by, another hour. What's happening there? What's going on? And you kept seeing some of the same video or a reporter standing away, close enough to the Capitol, but away from the main melee, I'll put it that way. And so you saw some clips, but you didn't see the kind of clips that we're starting to see now. And I really do think that those people will be identified. I think someone comes forward. All right, let's talk about Biden, who got his Irish up, that's what I'm going to call it, as an Irish-American, when he was asked about Putin, and the Kremlin doesn't like it. So Putin is shooting back. It's like a trash-talking scene between two old dudes, Biden and Putin. And what happened was, in his interview with George Stephanopoulos from ABC, when he was asked about Putin, he said, is he a killer? He's a killer. He said he's a killer. And he said Putin will pay a price for his efforts to undermine the 2020 U.S. election. Following some of the intelligence that was found. And again, Stephanopoulos had the so-called loaded question because he asked Biden, he set him up. He said, do you think Putin's a killer? And the president said, I do. I do. And that was enough to set off the Kremlin. There's no question that there's not going to be any kind of improvement in the relationship between Russia and the United States. Definitely. It's very, very clear. The ambassador has been called back to Russia. And what was said by Dmitry Peskov, who is a Kremlin spokesperson, is these are very bad statements by the president of the United States. He definitely does not want to improve relations with us, and we'll continue to proceed from this. Putin himself said, in his best Russian, I would like to offer President Biden the opportunity to continue our discussion, but on condition that we'll do so, what is called live, online, without anything pre-recorded in an open and direct discussion. It seems to me it'd be interesting for both Russian people and the United States, as well as for many other countries. So the White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, was asked at the daily briefing to weigh in. Is that going to happen? Is he going to accept the invitation? She got this Cheshire grin on her face and said she wasn't sure if the call would be something the administration would entertain. I have to get back to you if that's something we are entertaining specifically, she said. I would say that the president already has had a conversation with President Putin, even as there are more world leaders that he hasn't engaged with yet at this point. So the killer language, I guess, was especially the thing that tilted Putin. And in the interview, Biden also claimed he told Putin back in 2011 he didn't think he had a soul. Putin's response, Biden says, was, we understand one another. Yeah, there's not going to be any diplomatic relations there. I have a feeling that's not going to happen. All right, is the COVID-19 pandemic over? Europe, way different story. Lockdown in France for a month. What's happening here? Michael Betris will join us. He's a researcher and author of COVID-19 Lockdowns on Trial. Next.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet as pride. Her hands are never cold. She's got better days inside. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as music.
So we've been taking an unofficial poll here. Vaccination or not, 75.5 million have been vaccinated. So if you look at the number, that's 62% of the prioritized population. And, I mean, now we're seeing some places it's just wide open. And 22.7% of the total population. If you live in Mississippi, you can get a shot. There's no question about it. And Texas is starting to become that way, too. And I think a lot of other places fall into that same pot, which is good because, you know, this herd immunity. What do we know? And what do we know about what happens when you get vaccinated? What's it okay to do? What's it not okay to do? And what about the hesitancy by some people to get the shot? And what does really science tell us about that? I think the AstraZeneca scare in Europe was disastrous for them. They're already having problems with their slow rollout. And then those that had the blood clots scared a lot of people off. Many of them, I was reading a couple of the papers in France and in England, although England's doing a good job, but in a couple of other spots where they were talking about that. So in our virtual green room right now, Michael Betris. He's a coronavirus researcher and the author, as I mentioned, heading into this, of COVID-19 Lockdowns on Trial. Michael, thanks for coming on.
Hey, thank you. Good evening.
So you're in Texas. I'm in Texas as well. And because I'm from all over the place, I have everybody in my life saying, oh, my gosh, are you OK? What's happening in Texas? Because they have this fear that everything's opened up wide and I'm going to be swallowed up because of that. So what do you tell people about what's happened in Texas? Because certainly our governor in Texas is not the only one. Mississippi and Florida, it's kind of the same thing with the ending restrictions. But What do you say, especially with the science?
Well, I live in Dallas. First, I can tell you that recreationally, a lot of people still wear masks and a lot of retailers still require them. And so it's not a free-for-all by any means. And I think that what the science has shown us, when you look at all these different comparisons in places that have been open and mask mandates and not mask mandates, at the end of it, there's no distinguishable data, right? It's all, the results have all come out about the same. And part of the reason is you've got a couple constants in this. Kids are by and large not affected at all by COVID. They just aren't statistically. I did some research on this yesterday. 15 times more kids died in car accidents last year than COVID, which was even surprising to me. And you still have that constant of the elderly and people in long-term care facilities. And so when you look at those kind of constants, a lot of the middle area, there just hasn't been distinguishing data, right? When you look at open places like Florida, the Dakotas, Georgia, they haven't really performed any worse. By any measure, they haven't performed any worse than areas with very, very tight restrictions. So my advice to people I know socially here in Texas and when I do talks like this is everything should be opened up like Texas is. The long-term care facility and elderly cases, they are bottoming out right now, which is just fantastic news. We've never seen a curve like this. I mean, it's dropped so sharply in the last 30 days, it's crazy.
All right, so again, we're speaking with Michael Beatrice, that's the correct pronunciation, and he's the author of COVID-19 Lockdowns on Trial. So the lockdowns, what good did they do? Did they do any good in the first place? Because there's debates about that in some areas. And now I just mentioned this overseas, there's a month lockdown in France.
Yeah, you know, in Italy, I'm not sure what the end game is. I've actually got I get letters from readers from around the world, and I got one a couple few days ago from somebody in Italy, and she's an American but living overseas, and her husband's a doctor there, and she was venting about it all, and she was telling me about some of the restrictions in Italy, but she said that by and large, you know, people are kind of going along with it. She said it's not as resistant as it would be in America. The question is, Kate, is how many times are you going to lock down in a year? I mean, how many times do you need? I mean, the reason we locked down in the beginning was because the Imperial College model said that in a worst case scenario, we would have a ninefold shortfall in hospital beds on our peak day. That's a pretty good reason to lock down,
yes.
not to stop the spread, just to smooth it, you know, just to sort of even it out so that we could meet capacity. That was clearly never going to happen by May 1st. I mean, that was obvious. It's never happened since then. And so the question is really, what is the end game of the lockdowns? That's the thing that we keep moving these goalposts, but, you know, keeping kids out of school, you know, what's going to end up a year and a half with fragmented education when kids are they're statistically at zero risk of this. And so I don't know what the end game of the lockdowns is, and it's puzzling to see Europe continue to do these things, start, stop, if they're not overflowing, you know, if hospitalizations aren't getting full.
Yeah, I agree. If the hospitalizations are, it has to happen. If not, we're completely on board with that same thing. Okay, you get the vaccination, and then people are asking questions, well, what's okay for me? Flying, being with a small group of people, what do you say about that?
Yeah, so flying, the vaccination should have nothing to do with flying. I mean, outside of being outside, being in an airplane is the safest place you can be if you're going to be around people. I mean, and how do you know that? You know that because after a year, there hasn't been one reported instance of a, quote, outbreak or a situation that's happened in an airport or an airplane. It just hasn't happened. The filtration in an airplane and an aircraft is better than really anywhere other than outside. So, you know, in that sense, traveling. And then, you know, you live in Texas. It was comical when President Biden made the comment, like, hey, if we do everything right, maybe we can get together for barbecues on July 4th. You know, that's what people in the South have been doing for a year, right? I mean, and so I'm not sure how in touch some of those comments are, but, you know, if you get vaccinated, and, you know, the one thing they talk about is how many people have been vaccinated. What they don't talk about is the 150 to 200 million that people that have probably been infected and have better immunity than a vaccination. So when you start factoring bring all that in, we have an enormous number of people that really would be resistant to getting a serious complication or a hospitalization from COVID. It just, there's a point when you just sort of need to move on and let people live responsibly.
Yeah, it's interesting. I have talked about that, but you're right. It's the people that have had it, what happens there, and then that whole idea of the herd immunity, right?
Well, herd immunity is the only way out of a pandemic, right? I mean, that's the only way. And you achieve herd immunity one of two ways, artificially through a vaccination or through a natural immunity. You get it and you get over it.
Yeah.
Far more people have gotten it and gotten over it. I mean, my social circle alone, I've known at least a couple dozen people, one person away from me that have all gotten it, including my son and all his roommates up at OU. And so these people are all resistant to this in the future. And I heard your segment earlier, like, I don't know anybody personally that's had a long COVID experience, although I know it's real. I know there's people that have, but I can tell you all the people that I've known that have gotten it haven't experienced that.
Wow, lucky you. I know three people that died, and I had a friend, his name's Mark Goldman, in New York in his early 40s, and he said it was like going to hell and surviving it somehow. So I think some people have different reactions, and that's good. And it's good that you have that in your circle, that you know people that haven't had it. And I think that's part of how we're shaped by what we're seeing around us and what's happened to the people around us. That's for sure.
And I did lose a family member in a care facility in April to COVID in Detroit. And so we had a personal loss, and it was a textbook. That's one of the most tragic things. I mean, I'm careful. I'm pouncing on this. I mean, the policies are clearly insane, right? Early on. I mean, and it's funny because it's easy to blame Governors Cuomo or Whitmer and the governors that did these policies. But the people I really hold culpable for this are, we knew data from the cruise ships and we knew data from Italy was ravaged. It should have been intuitive to Doctors Fauci, Birx, the CDC, not to do this. And I think that they've kind of gotten off on that one.
Yep. I agree with you 100% because that's exactly what we saw happening way back when. We saw what was going on in December. I was talking about that then. I was talking about it before, boom, everything opened up wide. No question. So, Michael Beatrice, your book, COVID-19 Lockdowns on Trial, where can people get it?
They can get it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Thanks.
Perfect. Perfect. Thank you, Michael.
Great talking to you. Thank you, Kate.
Yep, you too. So you can tell it's interesting in what he was saying, and we agree about the fact that something different should have happened in the very, very beginning of this. There's no question about it. And I think that there was too much misinformation all the way around when the pandemic first slammed into us. All right, coming up, Mark Lamont. What is the power of attitude capital? A lot. He's got proof. Stay with us.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden had good news from the White House.
I'm proud to announce that tomorrow, 58 days into our administration, we will have met my goal of administering 100 million shots to our fellow Americans.
The president said everyone who wants one can get the coronavirus vaccine by the end of May. During a Senate hearing, Senator Rand Paul asked Dr. Anthony Fauci, why are we still wearing masks?
You're defying everything we know about immunity by telling people to wear a mask to have been vaccinated.
Well, let me just state for the record that masks are not theater. Masks are protective, and we
have immunity there, theater. If you already have immunity, you're wearing a mask to give comfort to others. You're not wearing a mask because of any science.
I totally disagree with you.
Dr. Fauci told the panel there isn't enough data on the vaccine's response to the variants of the virus. This is USA Radio News. The House of Representatives has approved legislation that would benefit millions of immigrants. The mostly party-line vote in the House has given approval to legislation giving permanent legal status and a path to citizenship for Dreamers.
Dreamers are doctors, nurses, lab technicians, contact tracers, and job creators.
California Democrat Raul Ruiz is the chair of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. He also backs a second bill providing similar protections for illegal farm workers. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says Congress should be sending a different message.
That message is simple. There is never a right time to break the law and enter the United States illegally.
The Senate has confirmed President Biden's choice to serve as CIA Director and Deputy Secretary of State. William Burns was confirmed to lead the CIA, and Brian McKeon will be Deputy Secretary of State. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Well, I'm excited to take you to Belgium and introduce you to Marc Lamont. He is a global businessman in the healthcare industry who's had lots of success and has traveled to 40 countries around the world and who knows, probably some nooks and crannies in between, and has learned a lot. And he's put together a book that I think every single person I know could use it, but I think everybody could use this book because it has the power, I think, to shift what sometimes is missing in people who really, really want success. They're highly educated, they're highly skilled, and they don't understand why it eludes them. And the book is called The Power of Attitude Capital. Marc Lamont, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you, Kate.
Let's talk about, first of all, your background. So you weren't hatched as a global business executive. You earned those wings. And tell us a little bit about your journey.
Yeah. So as you said, I have more than 43 years of global business experience as an executive in the healthcare industry, and I worked for 3 different Fortune 500 companies, but I also worked for several smaller companies like startups and scale-ups. And during all those years, I traveled on a very frequent basis to about 40 countries worldwide. Some years I had up to 200 flights a year, just to give you an idea. And the interesting thing about my travel is that it allowed me to meet a lot of very exceptional people, both business people and other people. But what was common to those exceptional people is that they had to overcome huge problems and enormous roadblocks on their way to success. And despite all this, they still became successful. So I was really fascinated by their stories, and I started interviewing those people in order to understand why they became successful. And initially, I must admit that this was driven by my personal interest to help myself becoming more successful. I also started making notes during those interviews, and in total, I gathered more than 250 interviews, in total more than 200 pages of notes. The oldest person, by the way, that I interviewed was a man of 101 years old, who was still very successful and very happy at his age.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So what did you find that was the commonality with all of these people that were successful?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So what I did during those interviews was focusing mainly on the attitude characteristics that those people had. I was not so much focusing in the interviews on their education or their experience or their skills or their talent. And I did this because I met also a lot of very well-educated and talented people who were unable to reach success. So for me, this was the proof that good education, skills, experience, and even talent are maybe interesting, but apparently they are even not needed, or they have to be completed with something else to reach success. And that brought me to discover the common attitude characteristics with those people who were able to reach success. So I combined all those data of the interviews with my own experience, and then I came to the idea that indeed there is a set of specific skills, a set of specific principles that you can develop and that you can grow in order to develop your attitude capital, and that is what really opens the door to success.
And again, the name of the book is The Power of Attitude Capital, and we're speaking with Mark Lamont in Belgium. That's where he is right now, and as he mentioned, he's traveled all over the place. So whether it was Russia or Saudi Arabia or the United States, you're telling everybody who's listening, you can have this incredible education, you can have these amazing skills, but you have to have this attitude capital.
Yeah, I in all those countries, I saw quite different cultures, and you might think, well, those different cultures will have an impact on how people reach success. And it is not really true. Despite the big differences in culture in all those countries, the characteristics that were helping those people to reach success were completely identical, no matter if somebody was based in South Africa or in Russia or in Saudi Arabia. They're always the same success principles that those people use to reach the situation that they have reached.
All right, so you have to give us a little bit of a taste of that. So everybody listening, what can they do? What are some of the characteristics they should try and embrace?
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, all those things you can read and learn in my book, because that's the reason why I wrote the book, by the way.
Of course, yeah.
There are specific things that you can develop thanks to the book, and that you should develop if you are really willing to reach in a better way success. And among the things I can mention is, for example, developing and growing a positive attitude, developing and growing self-confidence, developing and growing a better decision-making process, increasing the drive in your life, just to mention four examples that I develop in my book, and for which I give also in my book a specific way how to develop this and how to to grow this. And that's why my book is, it's not just a book that you read and then put on your bookshelf. What people tell me who have the book is that this book is a book that is for them a daily help. And they are not reading it once and then putting it aside. They are reading it a few times, or they are looking in the book nearly every day to find advice if they are doubting on a specific point. So it's really, you're not, if you have my book, you don't have a book. You have your personal lifetime coach on a daily basis.
No, I like that hashtag life coach Lamont. And you're right. It is a book that you can read and then use it as an incredible reference, because as you say, how some of, you know, you talk about specific things of attitude capital and how important decision making and confidence and, you know, that self-confidence and that drive and so much more. So absolutely, The Power of Attitude Capital is on Amazon and you can pick it up easily. Mark, what do you hope people take away from reading the book?
What they will take away is that success is open also for them, even if it is not yet present at the moment. They will take away that they have to develop specific things, because if you want to increase your success, there are a few things that you have to realize, like you need, what you need, really need, is a strong life mission. What I've seen with all those people who are successful is that they all have a very strong life mission. They know during their whole life what they want to reach. They have also a very strong set of their own life values, which makes, for example, the decision process much easier, because they understand how to make their decisions in respect of their life values. So all those things are explained in the book and are very helpful to grow towards more success.
Yeah. Was it, it's so interesting you mentioned that you talked to a 101-year-old man and he had the things that you're talking about, and at that age he was still thriving and feeling very confident and good about his life, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And this man went during his life, he told me a lot of stories that happened to him during his life. Like one of the stories I liked very much is that during World War II, he was a prisoner in a work camp in Poland. He spent 4 years in this work camp, and he survived the work camp. So I asked him, why did you survive? Because it's really tough to be in a work camp for 4 years under terrible conditions. And he said, well, I survived because my mission was to help the other prisoners survive.
Wow. Right, he had purpose.
Yeah, he had purpose. And I discussed also with him what is the importance of having hope. Were you hoping that one day you would come out of this? And he said, no, I was never thinking about this, because hope is not really helping you. It's not, having hope is not a good strategy. I was working daily on my attitude. I was working daily on my mission, and that helped me to come through the 4 years.
Wow. Perfect place to end this. You need this book, The Power of Attitude Capital. Mark Lamont, thank you.
Thank you so much, Kate.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Newsboy standing on a corner, somebody
to the tail end of this hour together on, I mean, look, we took you to Belgium. We talked about COVID-19, getting a different perspective, a little bit of a different perspective from mine. Some things we were, some things we agreed on, but some things we clearly did not. And certainly I think that you, from what I've seen, and I've seen this in Texas, where When I look out among my neighbors, people are still social distancing and doing the mask thing. And I think that's what the big difference is, too, is that they're doing that. So there's the misconception that that's not happening in the great state of Texas. And it is. People are doing that. I'm not saying every single person because that's not happening everywhere. I mean, the politics behind all of what's happened with this pandemic is so over the top. I mean, just crazy. And one of the things that Michael Beatrice said that I agreed with is the schooling. I mean, kids have to get back to school. They have glazed over looks, sick of Zoom. Everybody has Zoom doom, and they have Zoom doom, and it's too much. They're not learning that way. And how far behind are they off? But one of the things Biden is doing is got all the teachers, vaccinations are wide open in every single state, so they can get back to school. So let's get back into school and do the protocols and whatever has to happen, funded, etc., so that we can move forward on that. All right, moving forward, this is a beautiful thing. Do you hate robocalls? Do you get robocalls in the middle of the night? Do you get robocalls sometimes in the wee early hours of the morning when you've just been up working very, very late? Alex Knutson, our technical maestro for this particular show, was telling me, we were talking off the air, that he hates them, just like me, because he got one at 8 o'clock in the morning. 8 o'clock in the morning. For some of you, you're up at 8 o'clock in the morning. But the Federal Communications Commission has issued the largest fine in its history. So two Texas-based telemarketers are on the hook for $225 million after making, ready for this, 1 billion robocalls to people across the U.S. They ran two businesses that illegally spoofed other companies to try to sell people on short-term insurance plans, claiming they were from well-known providers like Cigna. And so one of the people involved in the scheme admitted to making millions of robocalls per day, even going so far as to go out of his way to call numbers on the do not call list because he thought it would be more profitable to do that. And according to the FCC, a large portion of the more than 23.6 million health insurance robocalls that crossed U.S. wireless networks in 2018 came from this Rising Eagle, one of the companies the two telemarketers ran. So, I mean, this kind of fine, wow. And here's the thing. Do you think it'll rein in robocalls? Do you think anybody doing the whole robocall thing is going to say, oh, I can't do it? I don't think so. Because you know why? Because they're effective. If they're effective enough, they don't care. I think they'll still keep doing them. So while you would think, ooh, you know, that kind of a fine might chase some off, maybe the low-hanging fruit, so to speak, or the cracked and dried fruit falling off the tree, but some will still do it. So mic drop, $225 million. Good luck, suckers, paying that back. mic drop is usually a good thing, so I think it's a good thing because at least they're not going to be making those calls, right? For now, but they might have to make up that money for that fine, so I don't know. Oh, I hate this automated. Here's the thing. When you have like an iPhone, do you notice this? Or maybe they do it with Android too, I don't know. It comes up scam likely. It's like tons of times. And you know, it might not even be a scam. But whatever the number is, it just trips that trigger of scam likely. So, you know, there you have it. All right, as we come to the end of this hour, a couple of quick things, a couple of quick hits. I talked about finding the 10, the latest 10 in the video that's been shown from the Capitol riots on January 6th. And family members, friends, ex-wives, etc., are seeing a lot of the people and turning them in, calling them up like, I know that guy, he's my neighbor. I know that guy, he's my son, blah, blah, blah. Because I think people were, at least some people, enough people in this country were so horrified by now some of the video they're seeing, especially they agree. And former President George W. Bush said that the Capitol insurrection left him sick to his stomach. And he said he remains disturbed when he thinks about it. He did an interview with the Texas Tribune as part of the South by Southwest virtual festival that was recorded February 24th and made public. He said it really disturbed me to the point where I put out a statement, and I'm still disturbed when I think about it. It undermines, and this is the thing. So forget Democrat, Republican, Independent, blah, blah, blah. He said this. He said it undermines rule of law and the ability to express yourself in peaceful ways in the public square. And that's the thing. I mean, isn't that the greatness of America, that we can have a voice, that we can express ourselves? But it wasn't an expression. It was initially at the rally. That was fine. But then the horrific events that happened at the Capitol. And so, of course, You know, he said, I'm just appalled by the reckless behavior. It says the violent assault on the Capitol, this disruption of constitutionality, mandated, you know, meeting, a constitutionally mandated meeting of Congress. It was undertaken by people whose passions have been inflamed by falsehoods and false hopes. And it's interesting because coming up, I want to say it's coming up on the 21st, there's going to be a series that HBO is doing, and it's I think a 4 or 5 point series, and a part rather, and it's called QAnon. So there are now, of course, a lot of those that have been arrested in the riot saying that, yeah, they didn't think this was going to happen. They didn't realize it. They feel like, some of them said they feel like they were duped. And I'm curious because some of what we saw on the 6th will be wrapped into this documentary. And who is Q and what does Q mean and how did that all start? And, of course, we have talked about it. We know bits and pieces. But I think this was a really deep, deep dive on what people were thinking and what it all means. And what was it that drove some people to jump off the Q train? When did they know, okay, something's not really washing here? I agree with this, this, and this. Now I'm in the middle of this, and it's not good. And they didn't go all the way to the Capitol. They turned around and left. They were there for the rally. They were on board. But then when it came to attacking the Capitol, they got out of there. There's not a lot of conversation about that, but there were a lot of people that turn around and they left, right? They left. All right, and finally, the last note here is a happy one. Somebody was talking to me today, who's coming up on our show in a couple of weeks, about why can't people do happy news? Why don't we talk about happy news? Well, you have to talk about things that are relevant, compelling, etc., of course. And there are happy things, and we talk about happy things. So here's a big shout out to a dog named Max. He found a new home after a year and a half in shelters. He spent that long of a time before he could find a permanent home in central New York. 450 days after coming from another shelter where he had waited for 4 months. And finally, he was adopted. And he looks like he found a really, really good home. I love that story. Adopted. So many people have adopted puppies and dogs. And finally, Max had his turn. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.